December 68, the 82 crew members of the USS Pueblo are released after being held captive by North Korea for 11 months. And a gentleman returns a library book that his great-grandfather took from the University of Cincinnati in 1823. No word on the overdue fees.
The time warp.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday. He's gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill, Abraham and Martin.
Fads and trends for 1968, unisex is in as look-alike couples wear long hair, bell bottoms, and beads. The waterbed makes a splash on the West Coast. Aerobics is said to be the nation's newest fad. New music groups, including The Doors, Cream, and Jefferson Airplane, emerge to challenge the dominance of the Beatles. A nationwide boycott of table grapes is called by labor organizer Cesar Chavez. Military fatigues and combat boots are in vogue for civilians opposed to the war in Southeast Asia. And the paperwork backlog on Wall Street forces the New York Stock Exchange to close on Wednesdays.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country. Doo-doo-doo. Ooh. Too many have died in protecting my pride for me to go second class. We've survived a hard blow, and I want you to know
that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. Doo-doo.
Whoa, it's cold in Washington State. Minus 48 degrees Fahrenheit at Mazama and Winthrop, and that's a state record. Actress Tallulah Bankhead dies of pneumonia at 65, and John Steinbeck, acclaimed author of The Grapes of Wrath and recipient of two Nobel Prizes, dies at 66. It's December of 68. December 68, the Animals reunite for a benefit concert while the group is disbanding. Led Zeppelin makes their American debut in Denver, opening for Vanilla Fudge. 100,000 music fans attend the Miami Pop Festival. The Beatles' self-titled LP, also known as the White Album, goes number one and will stay there for 9 weeks. Meanwhile, the gents from Liverpool are on the charts with the biggest selling single of the 1960s.
Hey Jude, don't make take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Inventions in 68 include the Workmate woodworking bench and the artificial heart. And in retrospect, years later, it's believed that the HIV virus may have first arrived in the U.S. during 1968. That's Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 on the charts in December of 68.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
We're taking a look at movies. There's a comedy named Candy, and the biggest performer on the widescreen is Oliver, based on the hit London and Broadway musical. It will later win the Academy Award for Best Picture. Food, Glorious Food is one of the many memorable tunes from this movie about the young Mr. Tweest.
Thank you.
The Zodiac Killer murders two victims in the San Francisco Bay Area. David Eisenhower marries Julie Nixon, the daughter of the president-elect, and Mr. Nixon names Henry Kissinger as his national security advisor. We're reviewing the music and events of our featured month.
December 1968.
Steppenwolf is a Canadian-American band from Toronto, and they're on the radio in December of 68. Stay tuned as we continue.
Artie's Time Warp, pop music with a twist of history.